Hey, how's it going, folks? My name is Tony, and I'm your host here on the Left in the North Woods podcast. You know, this is a podcast I have been trying very hard to launch for some time now. I've thought about it and thought about it for about 2 years, and after the ridiculousness of the April 2020 elections, I decided I needed to get off my rear end and get it going. Unfortunately, we had some family health issues and a few other things get in the way of that. Then, in June, a good friend offered to rent me some space in a building he and his wife own, a space where I could build out a proper studio for doing podcast creation, video editing, print design, and all other sorts of neat stuff. I put the podcast production work on the back burner as I ran wiring, hooked up audio gear, configured computers, procured furniture, etc., etc. Now, I'm finally back where I really want to be, behind the microphone. But it is ever difficult to just get started. So much has happened as of late. There is so much we can talk about, it's hard to even know what to start with. I guess like anything else, you start by just picking something and going with it. It's said the best way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. But first, I want you to know about what this podcast and myself are all about. Since this is our first episode, I want to give you a bit of background about why I started this podcast series and how the podcast will be structured going forward. After the events of the past few years, as I said previously, especially since the 2020 April elections, I don't feel like I can keep quiet much longer. We here on the left in the northern reaches of Wisconsin are, in my opinion, often ignored when it comes to political opinion. Our rural area here in northern Wisconsin simply doesn't represent as many votes or as much money as the central and southern regions of the state do. And we all know that those two things, how many votes you represent and how much money you can raise, are generally what catches politicians' attention. Even our own local politicians, the majority who are loyal only to their Republican and right-wing organizing structures, regularly ignore us on the left and work against our region's own best interests. Some, in my opinion, and I know that of others, are just flat-out corrupt and no longer even pretend to work for anyone other than themselves and their cronies. In this podcast series, I want to explore current issues and how they affect our society and population here in the Wisconsin North Woods, whether it be national, state, county, or happening within our own local cities and towns. I want to talk about it here, with a focus on how it impacts our region and local culture as a whole. While this podcast is unapologetically left-leaning, make no mistake, this is not just a production about the DNC point of view. I welcome all of those from the left to participate. Traditional Democrat, Democrat Socialist, Progressive, Liberal, whatever label you prescribe to yourself, it's my intention that this podcast be geared toward you and for you. I want to hear your thoughts and opinions, and a little later I'll tell you exactly how you could contribute to the show. Every episode will generally be divided into three segments. The first will focus on national and state issues and how they affect our beautiful North Woods region. The second segment will typically be our other voices portion of the podcast, where we hear differing ideas, points of views, and interviews from casual followers of the political world to those deeply entrenched in our left-leaning political leadership. And finally, during the last third of each podcast, we will get local, talking primarily about county and town issues and political personalities around the immediate region. Now with that all out of the way, let's get right into it. Here we are, November 3rd, 2020, Election Day, and as people go to the polls here in the North Woods to either grant Donald Trump another 4 years or vote to change our leadership in this country to Joe Biden, we are already seeing a little bit of shenanigans and such at the polling locations here, especially in Rhinelander. Now, it's certainly nothing that is that big of a deal, and it's kind of some juvenile stuff so far, but it's happening, and it needs to be reported on, I think. I stopped at the new Hodag Dome here in Rhinelander, which is the sports and athletics facility that the Rhinelander School District has invested in and put up, and what Rhinelander has done is they've moved all of their in-city voting to the dome because it's huge. And there's plenty of room for social distancing. There's a way to control entrance and exits to the polling location to make sure that everybody is masking, that sort of thing. But as you pull up and you come around the high school, one of the first things that you see is a row of pickup trucks, all of which are flying Trump flags and don't tread on me flags and blue line flags and Trump, you know, fuck your feelings, that sort of thing. Now, there's nothing illegal about that. You have to be 100 foot away from the entrance to the polling location, which they certainly are. It's just kind of funny because they have parked themselves so that as you come into that facility, you have to pass that display. There's no real other way into the dome area because of the construction that's still going on. Now, it's probably high school kids that are doing it because there have been other people that have said that I've talked to today that said they've seen those vehicles there in the past during the day. So pretty sure it's kids, but still it's one of those kind of ugly things and the sort of thing that we've been seeing a lot in this election season. The other one that we've heard from on Facebook is from some people out in the Pelican area, which is out on P, who have said that their polling location there at the city, at the town hall, they've witnessed some people wearing pro-Trump shirts and hats and that sort of thing, which technically is illegal, but we do live in a county where I don't think our illustrious sheriff has too much desire to enforce laws that don't support his Republican leanings. So not a big deal, but still it's just one of those ugly things. And there were some reports of a individual in a pickup truck driving past flying Trump flags and honking and yelling out the window, that sort of thing. Again, pretty juvenile, not that big of a deal, but we'll see what the day entails. I have a small network of people that are kind of keeping me informed. I did run out to Pelican today after being in Rhinelander, and there were quite a few people in line, which was at least encouraging. You know, whether you're a Trump supporter, a Joe Biden supporter, a Joe Jorgensen supporter, whoever you're voting for, at least you're voting. And that's really what matters at the end of the day. Now, because it's election day, I don't want to get too deep into that sort of electoral politics and discussion and such, because at this point, you know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And by the time that this podcast hits the internet, it's all hopefully going to be all over. And I think I speak for everybody who's listening. Hopefully we will have a new president, because let's face it, Trump has just been a nightmare from day one. And that's really one of the reasons why I've held off on recording this first episode, is because there's been so much to talk about. It's almost impossible to get anything recorded and out in a timely manner because things have been happening so quickly here in the North Woods. It's hard to even wrap your head around how fast stuff has been happening and all the different issues we've been seeing. I mean, you know, just some of them from local races. You know, we can talk real quickly about the race between Kirk Bangstad and Rod Swearingen, which has been a really, really ugly race. Bangstad has gone after Mr. Swearingen pretty hard, and rightfully so, as Mr. Swearingen really hasn't done much in the past 6 months, certainly when it comes to coronavirus, and certainly when it comes to anything else. He has been anti-mask, and he continues to be really what most of us consider to just be a tool of the Tavern League. There was a lot of issues around Mr. Bangstad and his business, Minocqua Brewing Company, which was flying a fairly large banner for Biden-Harris. Apparently, one of the local politicians there, one of the local town leaders, it said, filed a complaint with the county about that. Now, of course, in Minocqua, most of those city leadership, town leadership individuals are very right wing, as are the guys on the county board for the most part. Not all of them, but for the most part. We are even blessed to have a couple of hardcore Tea Party, which I didn't even realize was still a thing, but also a couple of real hardcore QAnon supporters on the county board, which is just kind of revolting. But we're going to talk about that later in this podcast, about some things going on with that. They went through a whole court case, or were threatened with a court case and daily fines until the banner was taken down. Mr. Bangstad held his ground, fought it, and actually won, to the point where the county said they were not going to fine him and were just pretty much letting the issue drop. But in the meantime, of course, the Republican Party here in Oneida County gathered their wagons and got a hold of some national groups, apparently, that were able to come on to Mr. Mr. Bangstad's Facebook pages and such, and really operate a very nasty smear campaign against him. A lot of lies about him closing his business, about being it foreclosed, about there was even words that local city officials had run him out of town and that sort of thing. So at the end of the day, he won. He's still on the ballot, and, I think he's got a 50-50 shot of defeating Swearingen. I am not optimistic because we have such a right-leaning society here in the North Woods, and Mr. Swearingen does represent the Tavern League, which is tremendously powerful. But, maybe we're going to get lucky, and maybe there's enough people that have been fearful of the COVID situation here in Wisconsin that have gotten progressively worse, that they will hand Mr. Bangstad a win on this election day, and we can see a little bit more of a progressive individual in that position. There's other stuff going on too. There's the voter intimidation that we've talked about in the past amongst ourselves on Facebook and such. Some stuff that has gone on at a town level. One of the rural towns, the ballots, if you were voting early, your ballots had to be dropped off at the clerk's house, which was odd because every other town up here has been placing their ballot drop box at the town hall. Why this individual town decided to place it at their clerk's home, which is rather off the beaten path, can't tell you. I mean, I can make some assumptions, but I can't tell you. But the problem became is that location was actually the home of our politically motivated sheriff. And the sheriff had recently just been featured in an attack ad for Tom Tiffany. So the issue becomes, if I'm voting for Tricia Zunker, who was running against Tom Tiffany, and I have to drop my ballot at the sheriff's home, and that sheriff is appearing in campaign ads for Tom Tiffany, that's a pretty big red flag, and in my opinion is a form of voter intimidation. The other thing, too, is that sheriff has been unabashedly right-leaning and supported by the Republican Party. He was even a Governor Walker appointee when he first became sheriff. So stuff happens in the big cities and all that, but as we're seeing here, even in our North Woods, that stuff still goes on. Those games are still played, and it's really sad. Some other stuff that's been going on since then, the coronavirus response, something that both Swearingen and Tiffany have been hit real hard by their opponents on, is doing anything to help the local society. Basically, is all that's happened with this, I think, as we've all seen, is that Trump cut off people coming into the country from China and then pretty much just washed his hands of the whole thing back in about February, March, April, and he kicked it down to the state. Well, obviously our state and the Republican legislature has fought Governor Evers every step of the way and has done nothing to help the people of this state in terms of coronavirus support, in terms of trying to protect jobs, in terms of trying to protect those who are vulnerable to being evicted from rentals, that sort of thing. They've just done nothing. In turn, they've kicked it down to the counties for something to do. And our county board has done virtually nothing. Early on, they even approved permits for big festivals. Hodag Fest that attracts about 40 to 50,000 individuals. They okayed it. They said, whatever. It's not our problem. Let them have it. Now, in that situation, at least, cooler heads prevailed. And to the credit of those who run Hodag Fest, they canceled that event for this year due to concerns about it. But it's just more and more examples of the right-leaning legislature and those in elected positions at the federal, state, and county levels who frankly just don't care about you, don't care if you get sick, don't care if you die. They're more concerned about protecting some sort of freedom, I guess, some sort of constitutional right to not wear a mask. I don't know where that's written in the Constitution. I don't understand it. And one of the things that I heard on another podcast this morning that I wanted to bring you that I really liked this point was the whole idea that you can't have rights without responsibility. Rights aren't just something that it's just given to you and you get and you don't have to do anything for. And when we say rights without responsibilities, what we're talking about is, yes, you have certain rights in this country, but you have a responsibility to your fellow citizens, to your fellow society, to take care of each other. And that is going to be a reoccurring theme that we're going to see in this podcast here as we go forward through the next few months. And finally, one of the issues that we've seen that really gets down to a very macro level and affects a lot of people has been the rampant sign theft and mutilation that we've seen both in the city of Rhinelander and out in the outlying areas and really throughout the North Woods. Now, I am not going to tell you that there has not been some of that from both sides. I'm not going to tell you that it has only been Trump supporters destroying Biden signs, and there have not been those on the left that have not screwed with Republican signs. But I think I can safely say that if you want to talk about who has done more, I think that the left-wing support signs have been much more of a target than the right wing. Now, that is just my perception. That is just what I see on social media and as I drive to work every day. So I may certainly be in my own echo chamber with that. But, you know, sometimes perception is reality. And that's what I've seen the most of here so far in Oneida County and in the Northwoods region. So that being said, we are going to take a moment and we're going to pivot in a little bit different direction here and let you know what's going to be coming up in the future with the podcast. Some topics that we want to talk about, some ways that you can get involved with the podcast, and also some other initiatives tied to the podcast, but not necessarily the podcast, that we're going to be embarking on here at Left in the North Woods. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He flew fighter jets in two wars and taught you how to drive a car. He fed everyone on the block but never shared his secret recipes. And every time he'd tell a story, he'd own the room. But now more than ever, he may feel alone. Today, older adults and their loved ones are struggling to connect in a time when connection has never been more important. But there is something we can do. Embrace our older loved ones through StoryCorps Connect. With StoryCorps Connect, you can honor seniors remotely with an interview about their life. Every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history, so that years from now, future generations can listen in.
All right, Grandpa, what's one piece of advice you have for me?
Just three words, sweetheart. Live with courage.
The man that had the best stories still has plenty of stories to tell. So connect virtually and share the conversation of a lifetime at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. Connect. Honor, share, StoryCorps Connect. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, and thanks for sticking with me this far. I promised in the last section that we were going to talk a little bit about what would be coming up in the future here on Left in the Northwoods podcast. And I've taken ideas from a lot of people, both social media and in person, about things that they thought were important to talk about here in the Northwoods region, especially when it comes to politics and left-leaning politics. Certainly, if Mr. Swearingen and Mr. Tiffany are reelected for additional terms, we're going to talk a lot about those two. I am of the belief that those two positions, along with our county board positions here in Oneida and Vilas County, are two of the biggest areas, or three of the biggest areas, really, that we as left-leaning individuals here in the Northwoods can make the biggest difference about our quality of life, about how this county and this region is run, how it progresses, how it grows, how it seeks new opportunities, how we keep people in this region, young people that would come back from college educations to start new businesses, to work in existing businesses, to really make our communities thrive and really serve the people that live here. Another issue that we're going to talk about that is very kind of near and dear to my heart is the media sources here in Oneida County and Vilas County. The sort of things like newspapers, television stations, radio stations, news reporting outlets, and the biases that they bring to the table, which in a lot of cases is very right-leaning, and they are very unapologetic about it. And we'll talk a lot about that coming up in the future. But I think you kind of, if you pay any attention to the news media here in the Northwoods, I think you kind of know where I'm going with that, especially when it comes to newspapers, and especially when it comes to really what I believe is the lack of news reporting here in the Northwoods, really the lack of a true news reporting community. Sure, we have some people here that have a background in media and news reporting and try to do a very good job with what they do, but there's obviously some lackings there, obviously some issues, and there's certainly some room for improvement. And that is going to be another one of those topics that we are going to dive very deep into. I'm hoping to have some other viewpoints when it comes to that. I'm hoping to have some interviews with some of the leaders within our media community and within our news reporting community about what their focus is and what they see as far as what the community entails here, what is being asked for by the community, and really how that affects their profitability, and how their profitability and the fact they are running a business affects how they report. We'll get to that eventually, but that is one of those areas that I'm really excited to kind of explore a little bit deeper. Additionally, certainly we will be diving into the decisions and the ways in which our county boards make those decisions and how it affects our local communities, and really some of the things that are working very well at that level, but also things that are not working so well, that are very partisan, are very biased, and are very set in their ways. Anybody who knows me knows I am not a huge fan of, especially the Oneida County Board, although it has been nice because in the past election, there has been some movement towards a trend of electing more progressive candidates. And we're going to talk about that here in a second, too, about some initiatives with that. And of course, any topics that come up on a week-to-week or a day-to-day basis, we're going to try to cover here and talk to people and some of the people that are really involved in newsmakers when it comes to those sorts of things. I mean, nobody really knows what is going on yet with the election that is happening today and if there's going to be a change in some of that state and federal leadership and how that's going to affect the Northwoods region. But when it does, we want to make sure that we're talking about it and that we're kind of breaking down what's going on. It's something that I feel is very important to moving this region forward and, you know, really what I believe is out of the 20th century, finally into the 21st century and the issues that revolve around that sort of thing, while still maintaining the lifestyle and the natural resources and the reasons that people live here in the Northwoods and the reasons that people visit the Northwoods and invest in the Northwoods to begin with. Finally, I'm going to give you a little hint, a little preview here of something that I'm working on that we're going to be getting people involved with here, hopefully within the next few weeks, now that the election is happening, and hopefully that things are starting to calm down a little bit, die down a little bit, so that we can get on a little bit more even keel. But we are focusing on starting a new initiative here with the Left in the Northwoods podcast with another initiative called Northwoods Blue Wave. And really what that's going to involve is an initiative to really work on naming candidates and electing candidates who are more left-leaning and progressive to not only town positions, county positions, but also supporting those who are running for state representation. But our focus is really going to be very hardcore at the county and local levels, trying to get people who have a little bit more forethought, a little bit more vision for our region, our town, our county, our way of life, and how we bring the things that really help stimulate our local economy, provide jobs, create jobs, save jobs, you know, improve education, improve opportunities, improve access to things like new business opportunity, to Wi-Fi and broadband internet, to transportation, that sort of thing. So it's really going to be a focus on getting away from more regressive Republican tactics, regressive Republican candidates, and getting towards progressive candidates from all over the left side of the political spectrum. And that's something I'm really, really excited about. And it's going to be kind of a guerrilla political movement, very grassroots, but very aggressive in terms of getting the word out there and trying to find support and really put people in positions where the person in that position needs to be very vested and very interested and enthusiastic about moving our region forward. I hope you can kind of keep up with us here on social media. That is where most of the information will be posted, whether it is at our Facebook page, Left in the Northwoods, or at Northwoods Blue Wave. If you look up both of those in the search box on Facebook, they will come up. You can find them. There's not a whole lot of information there yet. With Northwoods Blue Wave, there will be an accompanying website. There will be a Twitter account, that sort of thing. I just haven't set it up yet, but it's something we're really, really, I'm really excited about, and the few people that know about it so far have been really excited about. And I hope it's something that you, our listeners here, become excited about and become very interested in and vested in. So until next time, my name is Tony. Thank you for joining us here on the Left in the Northwoods podcast. We're going to try and bring this to you at least about every week, maybe 2 weeks, depending on how long it takes to kind of put these together. It is fairly labor intensive to get these recorded and do the audio editing and that sort of thing, but we hope that it's worthwhile. And I say we, it's really me right now. You can participate with the Left in the Northwoods podcast by sending an email to info@northwoodsnetwork.com. That is kind of the parent organization that I'm doing a lot of podcasting and other projects here within the Northwoods, not only politically based, but more creative and that sort of thing. You can check us out on Facebook, but you can actually just put in northwoodsnetwork.com and find us right there on Facebook. It'll lead you right to it. So again, until next time, God bless, stay safe, and don't take any wooden nickels.